I don't remember this one. I probably heard it before, but I don't remember it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm pretty surprised. I feel like you would.
No, because when Kyle was singing, I wasn't trying to be funny. I didn't recognize this. I don't recognize this song.
Well, now you do.
Yeah. Interesting.
You know, a Hugh Douglas music podcast where he talks about music he likes, doesn't like, never heard of. I think it could work. You hear songs and you just say, nah, terrible.
No, I haven't heard this one. No, I haven't heard this one, though. Haven't heard this one.
I thought the hook would get you. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, show Julia. Phillies back in action tonight, Hugh. Up in Boston.
Boston.
Against the Red Sox.
Maybe AJ went to go to the game. See the Phillies play.
But what does that have to do with seeing a condo?
Maybe he wants the condo view of the ballpark.
You buy a condo to watch a baseball game?
I mean, you might rent it out for the day.
Oh.
If it has a nice overview of the ballpark.
You probably could just get like a really cool hotel suite, right?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, that feels like a stretch.
I'm workshopping this.
Feels
thing.
Like a little bit.
I'm okay. Tweeting through this.
Okay.
This is my version of tweeting.
I know. I could feel it. I could feel it. And when people tweet through things, you shake your head and you say,
I'm tweeting through it.
He's tweeting through it. All right.
I'm tweeting through it.
Phillies working through a 9-19 start. Hugh, they played obviously much better baseball under Don Mattingly. I think we're going to learn something about them more over the next couple weeks. So The schedule is about to get a little more challenging. We could be pretty kind or not kind the last couple weeks. They faced tomato cans, right? They faced average at best baseball teams. I would say the A's, who they beat last week, they strike me as an average team. They're a little bit over.
Yeah, this was the moment where we felt like if you was going to make some inroads, it was the time to make the inroads.
So they got to face some bad teams. The Giants are wretched. The Marlins are probably going to end up a little under 500. The Rockies are not a good baseball team. The A's might end up 500-ish, but like they haven't faced a really good team. And they got to face the A's, the best team they faced the last couple weeks, at home. So it's been a really advantageous spot in the schedule for them to get back in on track, and they have. They have put themselves only three games under 500. Hugh, the schedule is about to change here. So they start now with a six-game road trip this week to Boston. Now, Boston is not a good team. That's why they also fired their manager, right? That's why Alex Cora was available.
He was at the crib.
Yeah, right. So they're 17-23, but it's on the road. So they're on the road up in Boston. And then this weekend, I think a really interesting series because they go up against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who look to me like they're actually pretty good. And I think Pittsburgh's going to stay in this thing the whole year with their young players and their pitching. So, Hugh, it's Boston on the road, Pittsburgh on the road. Then they come back for Cincinnati and Cleveland, two contending teams. And then they go back on the road to San Diego and the Dodgers. Hugh, the next 3 weeks, there's really not a tomato can, unless you think the Red Sox are one, but it's on the road. Mm-hmm. There's only, if any, there's maybe one tomato can of the next six opponents. It ends with the Dodgers. And they face four of these six teams on the road. Hugh, this feels like a spot where we start to learn, did they just get 2 weeks of beating up on bad teams, or have they turned
the corner?
Yeah,
because, you know, we talk about, I feel like this, Joe, I feel like they've turned the corner a little bit because I've seen, it feels like they've been a little bit more resilient in some of these games. Normally when teams take leads on them, it feels like the game is normally over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just biding time for the game is over. They feel like they've been a little bit more resilient.
Oh, Friday night, that comeback was wild.
So I think that they're a little bit different. I think they're different now.
Yeah, if they had won that game Friday when they were down, what was it, 6-0, then 7-2, and that was Crawford's first home run of the season, that would have been probably the best win of the year, all things considered. They end up losing in an extra innings. But you're right, there was fight. Then they won the final two of the series. So tonight we get to see Wheeler on the mound against the Red Sox. So we'll circle back to our expectations for the next few weeks and this week. But Hugh, the Wheeler thing, his numbers look pretty good, right? He's been, how would you describe Wheeler so far? I would say pretty good. I mean,
decent for a guy.
He's not Zach Wheeler.
Not yet.
Well, pretty decent for a guy who didn't expect a lot after coming off the surgery that he had.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I mean, a big plus.
He has, and the gap between like getting Taiwan out and putting Wheeler in, it's a huge difference maker.
Taiwan is now in the form of Andrew Painter.
It's like in Space Jam. He's become him.
He's morphed into Painter.
But Wheeler tonight is, so it's Wheeler, Painter, and Luzardo in this series. By the way, I can't believe Luzardo's still having starts as bad as he had. He's had such a weird season, Luzardo, where he's gotten beat up three or four times and it's ruined his ERA. And then he has three or four really good starts, but he'll finish the series. So it's Wheeler tonight, Painter tomorrow, Luzardo Sunday. Then they go to Pittsburgh this weekend. Hugh, six-game road trip, Red Sox.
4-2.
I will take 4. You sign me. I'll sign up for 4-2 right now.
4-2. 4-2. Sounds like
well,
that's
4-2 puts us on the precipice of back to 500. Right, the Phillies are three games under, so 4-2 they'd come home next week one game under. I would take that. I think this will be a little more of a challenging week than the Rockies and the Marlins and the Giants. So we'll see. But good. I like the way they're playing. Obviously, the Bryce and Schwarber thing. If they keep hitting the way they're hitting, they're going to win games. And Marsh, the way he's hit, because they have three hitters right now, really playing well. So Phillies and Red Sox up at Fenway Park. I like Hugh Douglas would sign up for 4-2 right now over the next six. That would be pretty good. I think, and we mentioned this yesterday, I think we're getting Skeens and Wheeler slated for Sunday. That's a marquee matchup. That's a really fun one. Lewis is in Allentown up on WIP. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Lewis, what's up?
Hey, I'm just calling because I'm trying to follow up. I don't know if you guys remember. It might be old, but I called it was about 3-4 weeks ago, and I brought up how I felt that the players were kind of not playing to get top or fire. Remember that?
Yes, I remember. Yep.
Yeah, now I got another prediction maybe. Now, we talk about Jalen, and I'm hoping that he does adapt to this new offensive coordinator. But if he doesn't, and the rumors about us getting the 2028 first-round pick from the Patriots, do you think there's any way that they're trying to wrap that up with maybe our 27 first pick and Jalen for another quarterback?
Yes, Lewis, I do. When I first heard the 2028 first-round pick thing, the rumor like you have, like that's what we're going to get back for AJ, the first thought I had, Lewis, was Joe Burrow. I mean, there's already rumors out there that that Burrow and the Bengals, this is a critical season, and I think there's been whispers that he could pull one of those where he asks out, like Stafford did a few years ago, or you know, an NBA type of thing where a great player asks out. And I do think there's something to it that the Eagles are kind of positioning themselves that if they don't want Jalen here anymore, and if Burrow asks out, that they're ready and they have the ammunition to go do it. I think there's something to it.
Yeah, that's what I think was probably Joe Burrow's too. And another thing I wanted to call him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Well, and he's the most likely, right? Like there could be someone else we're not thinking of, but I think just based on where the Bengals are at, where he's at, it feels like you know Mahomes isn't asking out of Kansas City. I doubt Allen would ask out of Buffalo. It feels like that's the one. If we get one of these top quarterbacks that actually pushes his way out of the place, it's probably the Burrow thing.
Yeah, agreed. And then I'll just call in as well because, I mean, I got to look out for you, Hugh. I mean, I'm a big boy, too, and I worry about what I'm eating. So I know at Thanksgiving, usually Perkin does a meal and catering, and they give you, like, the turkey, the mashed potato stuffing, and a pie. So
where is that? Just,
you know, Perkins.
Oh, that might Perkin. Be the lick. That might be the lick right
That's
there.
That's it?
Bro.
Is that the spot?
Yeah. Was the turkey dry? Yeah, they make it dry-ass turkey, though? Because if it's some dry turkey, man, we ain't trying to eat no dry turkey, though.
Nah, it's good. You could do either a single platter or you could do like a whole meal where they give you the whole turkey. So I'm just looking out for you because I eat too.
Yeah, I'm not eating turkey.
All right. Well, you know what? Lewis, we'll,
sound like a good
we'll
good
put
movie.
It on our radar. You know, Hugh and I found out yesterday, and I'm in. I'm fine with it. We're working on Thanksgiving. I think it's fun the Eagles are playing on Thanksgiving. It's going to make the day great. But we're doing a pregame show on Thanksgiving. So, you know, Hugh was worried about what we're eating. I said, well, cater. We'll get some food here. He's wondering where we're going to get it from. So we have our first option. I think by the time we get to Thanksgiving, we'll probably have 10 places we can choose from.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Now, here's the question. Do you want to – this could actually be a thing we do on the show. Should we sample some of the food from all the places we could try before we even get to Thanksgiving, and then we'll make our decision?
Yeah, that'll probably be wise.
Okay.
Because everybody can't cook.
It's a fun bit.
It does. Like,
everybody can't cook, man.
Figure out who's going to cater for us. Week by week, we bring Thanksgiving food in, and then we make our choice before we get there.
I got to come up with a cool name for
yes.
it.
Yes. Well,
figure
it
out.
Yeah. It's only May. That's what I was trying to tell you. It's only May. By the way, we want to say thank you. A lot of people sent in AI-generated photos of Hugh on Ozempic and with hair.
Yep. Is that right?
Yeah, one of them had dreads, too.
I wouldn't mind having dreads.
Really? Some of them, I got to say, you look better than others. Some of them, you look, you know, not great. Some, I got to say, it's an upgrade.
One of them made you look pretty ill. Like one of these look like I would see you outside that 30th Street station over there on some bench.
It looked like I'm gaunt. I'm gaunt. They made me really gaunt.
One looks like Charles Oakley. You see this one? Look, that's Oak. Look at the one I'm showing you right now.
Look like Oakley. Yeah,
yeah, that's Charles Oakley right there.
Oh wow.
The other one, you got an empty cup by the bench over there.
Yeah, I look a little gaunt. I see it.
One, you just look younger. It kind of looks like you did when you played. One is just a cartoon, and you know, it makes you look bigger than you actually
are. I like this one with the hair. That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
I think that's the ideal of what you're going for. Yeah, yeah. Some hair and a little
Zephyr. I think you know what? I might go ahead and go to Istanbul and get me some hair.
Yeah?
Might take a
now,
while
here's the
get.
Question. Do you do the Ozempic and then go get the hair?
In Istanbul.
Well, no, I'm saying I got to go to Istanbul. Don't
why do you have to go to Istanbul to
know.
Get hair? Feels like you can get hair like many other places.
You go down the street and get some
well,
hair.
You know what? Maybe I ask some of the bald individuals around these parts where they go get their
and
hair.
And there's a lot of them.
You were in one of the biggest cities in America. You could find hair.
I can't
hair
find
here.
Somebody. I can find
you can find some hair.
Somebody
don't
got
to go to Istanbul.
So, but okay. Would you do the Ozempic first or the hair first?
I don't know, dog. I might do the hair first. I like some of these. This one right here gave me finger waves. I ain't had no finger waves in a long time. I'm like, I don't know. I might go get the hair first.
Well, we appreciate everyone out there who took time out of their day to make AI Hugh Douglas. Simon is in Center City. Hey, Simon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Simon, man? What's up?
Okay, so listen closely, right? Mm-hmm. We all were raised by good parents and all that. Pete Rose was ejected from baseball forever and died out of the Hall of Fame because they were afraid he bet against the Reds as the manager, right? That's really bad, right?
Yes, and then he lied for 30 years. That didn't help. But yeah, yes.
So I walked around watching people wear the process T-shirts bragging, we lost on purpose to get Embiid. Mm-hmm. They're bragging about it. We lost. What professional teams could you name lost on purpose? I think your producer said to me, you weep what you sow. Well, that's wrong. Dude, it's wrong. Go into the corner, no Maple, you know, no ice cream sodas. But, like, so from the beginning, I'm like, are you kidding me? My kids were little. And by the way, Julius Randle went a bit after Embiid. Others went way. He didn't play for 2 years, right? 2 years, they lost everything. He didn't do nothing. But tickets that year went for like free. When they were losing on purpose and they were hopeless, mm-hmm. Like, who does that? Is there pride in a franchise? Don't we have pride in the mm-hmm. Eagles? That's all I'm saying. Like, I never got it. And you're making the process your theme?
Yeah.
Your
Simon, I think you're right that there's some karma attached to all this. And Simon, listen, it's a good phone call and we appreciate your call. I think there is. I actually think the bigger issue, because I was on board with the idea. I thought that they had a correct evaluation of how to get top picks. The problem was they didn't pick the right players other than Embiid, who we could argue about him, but at least he turned out good. Mm-hmm. The other ones turned out not good, like Okafor. They didn't pick, and Simmons. They picked the wrong players. And the other thing is, Hugh, I do think they established a losing culture. Like, it was okay to lose. And I think it took them a long time. I don't even know if they actually figured this out. But it was hard to get out of that. Like, forget the idea of just trading away good players, collecting draft picks. That's mm-hmm. like a philosophical thing. Mm-hmm. In practicality, they just told the players as they developed, winning didn't matter. Well, and I think that's hard for people to be okay with.
Well, I think, and also the culture that they fostered is kind of disjointed.
Yes, and it always has been.
It's disjointed because when you hear, you know, leaks coming out of the building about people missing, you know, treatment and things like that. I just remember playing in the NFL, man. You miss treatment, you would get reprimanded. Like, that was, we took treatment serious, especially when you're talking about trying to get ready to play because – the games are so they're so precious.
Yes.
You know, you got to win every one of them. It just sends mixed messages when you know, when you have a fan base that wants to believe in you and they hear rumors that you're not doing this, that, and the third. And then you sit there and you ask them, you beg them to come out and support you when, you know, on the flip side, the stuff that's being reported doesn't even sound like you're supporting trying to get healthy enough to sustain play for the season. Well, that's a tough spot to be in.
And if you're going to do it, at some point in one of the drafts, you have to take the best player.
Yeah.
Like, you have to land, whether it's the first pick or not, you have to get the guy that has the best career in that draft. I don't think the Sixers ever did. The year they took Michael Carter-Williams, there was Giannis. And I'm not saying I knew Giannis was going to be great, but they didn't get the best player. The Embiid year, they got a really good, great player. But, like, Jokic is the best player from that draft, not Embiid. Mm-hmm. The Simmons year, it's Tatum. I mean, like, they never got the best player in these drafts. Or the Simmons year is Jalen Brown, excuse me. And then the next year when it was Fultz, it was Tatum. I mean, they just never got the best player in any of these drafts.
Yeah, I mean, they could end up with VJ being the second behind Flagg. And that wouldn't really be their fault.
That's not their fault.
And you could give them a pat on the back because they would have went over ace form.
Yeah, no, that's might be the best one when you add it all together they're going to do. And Maxey's a really good
great pick.
I haven't looked where he ranks in his draft. It's really high, though, even though he was a 20th picker. He might be the second or third best player in this whole draft. I have to look.
What's McCain going to end up?
High. And they drafted him. That's tough. And they dropped him.
That's crazy.
Well, they got a haul for him.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, sure. They sold high. Let's get to you people.
Well, it's good to see Hugh to start acknowledging Kyle at the beginning of the show. I guess they're cool now.
I mean, we've always been cool. You know what's funny? When I was saying it the other day, I couldn't remember whether or not I acknowledged I did that.
I have noticed the last few days you have started acknowledging me.
Yeah, because it's like, because I was like, did I do it before?
No.
I don't know. I don't recall.
No, it was always Good Morning Joe, Good Morning Philly, and then the Daily Douglas.
Yeah, so that's when I
But now you're dropping in Kyle. Yeah, I am now a part of the show officially.
Well, no, it wasn't that. It was.
Well, I usually say, Hugh, Kyle behind the glass.
Yeah.
I get introduced. Hugh just doesn't say hi to me.
But now I was like, because I was wondering if I did that, so I was making a conscious effort to do it. So, but it's not like I was mad at
Kyle. Good. Yeah, I know.
I was just like,
Hugh and I have always been cool. It's just now I'm a part of the show.
He just said it once off the air. He didn't want to acknowledge it. No, never mind.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yep. Oh, so now the Sixers season was a success, Kyle. I said they will convince themselves it was a success.
Yes.
Nobody ever listens.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not a success. You can't get beat like that and call it a success.
Nobody said it was.
That afternoon show.
Nobody on here said it was.
No, not this show.
Yes. Kyle looks like he runs a laundromat in Northeast Philly.
I mean,
I can kind of see it.
I mean, that's not a. I don't.
No, no, there are worse things.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, I found it funny. Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Now, is it a wash and fold, or you do it yourself?
I run it.
Oh,
so I own the building.
He running things.
It's not like that. It's not as bad as TK looking like he picks up half smoked cigarettes off the ground by the Wawa.
Half smoked cigarettes is bad.
That is so bad.
I could see TK doing
that. It's a bad look for TK.
Stop talking about the Sixers, guys.
Well, the season just ended Sunday.
I know.
I mean, we're gonna soon, but not yet.
Half smoked cigarettes, though. I'm stuck.
Especially
more like the butts, you know?
TK, buddy, stop.
Talking about with a match.
When somebody throws him on the ground, he's like, ooh, go grab that.
There's still some good smoke.
A couple drags left on this bad boy.
Just bad.
It is tough, yeah. We put up the Jalen poll, which was pretty split, I think, right?
Oh, wow, is it tame on the comments?
It was, we did get you guys are trash. Mm-hmm. All we asked is if we're going to see a new version of Jalen Hurts.
Why are we trash?
Dude, last week we asked if Cole Payton was going to take his job. I can understand the angry response to.
That was one of my favorite poll responses.
We did that on purpose.
It was funny.
Yes, this one was very innocent. Yep. Very innocent. So Aaron in San Diego has got a lot to say in the YouTube chat.
Oh, does he?
He does, yeah. And coming at me, probably the wrong guy for him to come at because I do
you
screen the calls.
You could just hang up.
Yes.
You could just drop
it. So considering playing a little game with him, every smart comment knocks him down a line. And if it gets too bad, that's a day.
Like he's banned for a day, suspension?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should start suspending people around here.
I agree.
Fire. Yeah.
And Aaron would be culprit number one.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a problem.
You're playing with fire.
Yep.
Playing with fire.
We're playing with fire with Aaron?
No, I'm talking about Aaron playing with fire.
Screw Aaron.
Yeah. Hey, Hugh, a line needs more than one person to hold.
I got more than one person.
I don't think you do.
I do. I got quite a few people.
No, I think people think it's funny that you hold the line, but they don't think there's anything accurate about
I got a few people with me.
It's a bless your heart situation at this point.
We got a few people with us, man. We ain't got that many, but we got a few people.
Can you name any?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not by name.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But do you feel bad leading these people off a cliff?
There's some folks out there. They sent me a meme. They're holding the line with me.
You're the Pied Piper, and they're following you.
I am definitely the Pied Piper. Yeah. I'll take that. Holding the line, though.
Daryl is a worse GM than Hugh is at softball, and that says a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's strong. I mean, we saw the swing last weekend.
But softball, like, Daryl was a GM for years. I've never played softball.
That's a good counter. Daryl should be good at this.
You should. Better. Yeah,
he also
be
gets paid a lot of money. A
ton of bread.
And you don't get paid anything
to play
softball.
No.
In fact, you had to pay to buy some cleats to go up there.
But that performance, you probably owed people money.
I need my money back for them cleats. I ain't never wear them again.
Maybe we start load managing Hugh on the show.
What happened? I'm okay.
What do you think I would be taking segments off, taking a day off, like something like
it
that?
It would have to be a day.
Yeah.
There was a show that
a day off the 3D print.
Yeah,
there was a show I used to listen to, and they used to be co-hosts, right, back and forth, and then they kind of moved to like each of them would do a segment, and it was the weirdest thing. Imagine if we load Matt.
It sounded like they didn't like each other.
Maybe they didn't, but then like we're just doing the show, and then Hugh's gone for 20 minutes. Yes. We talk about something. He comes back as if nothing happened.
No, you.
And just pick up where I left off.
He's in there hanging out with people talking. What are you doing? Just inning off. Just got a couple minutes off.
Didn't want to do that segment.
That might be good.
Took a day off. Didn't want to do that segment.
Clear your head a little bit, buddy. Yeah. You need it.
No, I'm holding the line. I'm still here.
Yep.
Holding the line.
London's not that far, Hugh. Just a quick cruise ride from Alaska.
Nah, yeah. Gotta get on them cruises. I don't know about getting on no cruise now, though.
No, that hantavirus thing.
We're going to go ahead and lay out them cruises.
I am monitoring the hantavirus. Not great.
You? Yes.
Are you worried?
A little bit. There's a little bit, especially that couple in New Jersey. That's why
what doesn't make me feel better? I saw something earlier today. The governor of North Carolina was like, don't worry. We have one here, but it's not going to spread. Like, when they're starting.
Did we hear that before?
Well, you've heard this before.
Yes.
Same song.
I actually feel better if no one was saying anything. When you tell me it's going to be all right, like, why are you saying that?
Yeah. No, because you remember last time, it's not that big a deal. And then we were at home for like a month.
No, yeah. just chilling. Just don't let Rudy Gobert hear about it.
No, yeah, when he did the mic. Yeah, that was the worst.
Yep.
Yeah, I actually kind of feel bad for he didn't realize what he was doing. Bless his heart.
And he got ratioed for that. Yeah. He fell completely off.
Well, yeah, he was sort of the pandemic.
One last thing here. This audio right here is a prime example of how misquoting people can be very dangerous.
Yeah, that squinting really hard. We got a chance to be in the playoffs. And who else he say? Buddy Hill's a murderer? He said Buddy Hill's a killer? Murderer. That just sounds so bad.
You know
he said a sniper. Yeah, he meant a sniper.
So bad because killer is a basketball term.
Killer like, is.
When I was watching the Spurs and Timberwolves, and like Anthony Edwards is a killer at the end of the game.
Yeah,
when
not
you
a
say
murderer,
someone
it hits so much different. A
murderer,
to say a murderer
is like,
but it's the same thing.
No, well, it's not.
But it is. But it's just like you know.
No,
the way I said it, yeah, it's murderer killer, same thing. Somebody died.
No, it's different. You can't. Murderers. No,
yeah. If I call an athlete a killer, you know where I'm going. If I call him a murderer, we're going in a completely different direction.
Yeah, if you say
like
murder.
We don't need to start throwing examples around.
We're probably on the same page with that one.
Juice? Thinking about juice?
Everybody knows. Everyone knows.
And I was like, that's the difference, man. We're going to leave that one alone.
Years have gone by. We can make a juice joke. All right, that's it. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.